Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
To news across the pond now, and President Trump says he'll announce whether he will announce whether the US is going to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Accords within the next few days. At least one report in the US says the president has already made up his mind. Well, let's get more for you with our Washington correspondent Simon Marks, who joins me live from America. Very good afternoon to you, Simon. Why is Trump treating something as big as this in this fashion?
Doesn't he? I mean, he is treating this as though it's the finale of The Apprentice, that TV program that he used to be on. He loves teasing the public, getting everybody on the edge of their seats and trying to create a sense of suspense about some of the big announcements that as president he gets to make. So he took to Twitter an hour ago and said, I will be announcing my decision on the Paris Accord over the next few days. However, a seemingly well-informed report in one of the leading political websites, Axios, here, citing two unnamed White House officials that the website says have direct knowledge of the president's thinking on all of this, insist that the die is cast. They say the decision is made and that the president will indeed announce that he's pulling out of the Paris Accords, although there's been some pushback from the White House on that over the last hour or so, with reporters now being told that there are ongoing meetings and discussions about precisely what the content of any announcement may be. Certainly, if you were Donald Trump and at a stroke you wanted to undo a central plank of your predecessor Barack Obama's legacy, enrage millions of environmentalists and reward those areas of industry that have not necessarily enthusiastically embraced climate change as an issue that impacts them, then you probably would withdraw from the Paris Accords. You would also be sending a very clear message to the wider world that you're going to pursue an increasingly isolationist foreign policy. That is certainly, I think, what the German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expecting. She says that climate change conversations with President Trump last week at the G7 summit were very difficult, and the United States, of course, abstained from the G7 declaration on climate change. So certainly all the breadcrumbs that are sort of lined up down the path suggest that he is indeed heading towards withdrawal from the Paris Accords. But whether that's the case, precisely what that withdrawal looks like, over what period of time withdrawal occurs, whether all that actually happens or not, that's very much up to the president to decide and up to the president to announce whenever he's ready.
Absolutely. What do we know? What style with which he will actually make this announcement? Will it be a tweet, or will he be holding a press conference, or what might happen?
Well, I suspect he won't be holding a press conference because I'm not sure he's ready to face the barrage of questions on other issues that are dogging the White House at the moment. Although you never know. He's come out and held very combative press conferences in the past. I suspect it'll be a presidential statement accompanied by a tweet and then perhaps some sort of video presence, some sort of video opportunity in the White House for reporters. But very hard to know, and very hard to know the precise timing of all of this. He simply says that he's going to do this in the course of the next few days. There is one other clue, perhaps, about where he's heading. He ends that tweet with the slogan, all capitalized, make America great again. Well, that is the slogan that, of course, he attaches to his America First agenda. And America First, a phrase rooted in America's history. It was the name of a a group that lobbied against American participation in World War II. Very isolationist organization, the America First organization, back in the 1930s. Does this further indicate that Donald Trump wants to walk that isolationist path, particularly with regard to the Paris Climate Change Accords? And what will the response be of the environmental community? They've already been absolutely appalled by some of the appointments that Donald Trump has made to senior government positions, including the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency, who has a long track record of representing the interests of fossil fuel producers and others back in Oklahoma, where Stephen Pruitt used to work. Environmentalists are already activated to voice their opposition to President Trump's climate change skepticism, but Republican supporters of President Trump will say, look, he made it pretty clear on the campaign trail where he was going on this issue. He was voted into office by supporters who approved of his agenda. This is just part and parcel of Donald Trump doing what he said he would do. And in other words, for him not to withdraw from the Paris Climate Change Accords would raise as many questions among his supporters as withdrawal will raise in the minds of those people who oppose him.
Indeed. And just briefly last night, Simon, we saw a tweet from President Trump that has sort of gone viral. Lots of people putting memes online, even adding dictionary definitions to the Urban Dictionary about one of his tweets last night. I'm not sure on the pronunciation of, is it Covfefe?
Well, we'll have to ask him. I mean, this is not the first time that Donald Trump has suffered from what I refer to as Twittus interruptus. But it seems to have really afflicted him last night, because shortly before midnight here in Washington, he put this tweet out that reads, despite the constant negative press Covfefe, which I suspect was going more correctly
spelled, like your pronunciation
to be coverage. That's my pronunciation of it. I think he meant coverage, but he never finished the tweet and he never corrected the tweet. He appears basically then to have fallen asleep. Maybe like so many of us, he was glancing at his mobile phone in bed, was a little tired, got a little enraged, started writing a tweet and never quite got round to completing it before the land of Nod whisked him away.
We've all been
by the
there.
Time he woke up this morning, yes, who among us hasn't done that? By the time he woke up this morning, Covfefe had really taken off as a meme on Twitter and all over the internet. He deleted that tweet, but he replaced it with another one that said, who can figure out the true meaning of Covfefe? Enjoy. So that was the message this morning from Donald Trump, even as his opponents will insist he's playing with the world's destiny by thinking about pulling out of the Paris Accords.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. You can follow him on Twitter. He might fall asleep whilst tweeting. I don't think Sam has ever done that, but he might do. You can follow Simon on Twitter at SimonMarksFSN. And there's more online at lbc.co.uk.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.